Hello and welcome to another Daily Dose. Today is December 13th, 2021. Talking to you guys from Southampton, New York. I'm here because I went to return the cable box this morning. I talked about how I canceled cable yesterday, and naturally today was this the second step to return. Why am I still here though is an interesting coincidence. So I have been practicing some stand-up, stand-up comedy, but also stand-up like news stand-ups, because that's what I did for some time. And I was like, today I was sitting in front of, and also because I found out that this, the oldest department store in America is actually in my hometown, Southampton. So I went to Southampton and I was sitting in front of this department store, the oldest department store in America, and I was like, hi, I'm Lulu Romano, blah 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 blah, just like practicing some stand-ups, like reporting from Southampton, standing in front of Hildreth, standing in front of the oldest apartment, blah, 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 you know, that reporter voice. And all of a sudden, like, a couple people walked by, and I said hi, they said hi, and then this older gentleman walked by. When I say older, I mean, like, not that old. Like, compared to Hampton standards, I think he's young, to be honest. And he came by, and I was like, oh, hey, do you want, you know, be interviewed, just for fun, just, you know, BSing with him a little bit. And he was like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, what's your name? He was like, Henry Hildreth III. I was like, whoa. I was like, wait, what? Like, he was like, I was like, no way. He was like, yes way. And we started talking a little bit, and he was a very humble, grounded guy. And he kind of broke this stigma of like, you are maybe a bit obnoxious if you're born with a silver spoon, because, I mean, he's Hildreth III, right? He has three lines behind his name. His family started this oldest department store in America. Long story that he told me, that they first settled in Plymouth, Massachusetts, English settlers, and then went to Virginia, went to Carolinas to try to do some kettles, and weren't something with the weather, either the conditions, and then came back to the Hamptons before making a stop at Babylon, where it's Babylon today, but before they use a different word. We'll get into more details on my podcast show, which he did, which is okay. So all my other guests, it's usually me chatting with them, inviting them onto the show, and then planning for a future date. Today though, it was meeting and then doing the show right away on the same day, and it was cool because he was a good team player. And I told him that my most recent guest was Mark Epley, and he was like, oh, love Mark, great dude. And I think that might have helped too, with him being like pretty down to come on my show. And his family legacy dates back way back in the 1600s when his family came to America, but the store itself started in 1842. There's two in Southampton, one for patio, one for home goods, and then there's one in East Hampton. And he said that he's closing the one in Southampton, I think. I'm saying it like that, like, 'cause I'm not really sure exactly. But it was a very cool series of events, and I wanted to share that with you guys. So thank you guys for listening, and I can't wait to get into videos again tomorrow. Bye!